To the September 6, 2023 City of Rome Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. It is approximately 6:30 p.m. and we're going to get started with a roll call of the members. Lou DeMarco.
Present.
Raymond Tucker.
Present.
Jim DeCastro.
Here.
John Magellino.
Present.
And I'm John Cervello. Of course, I'm here. From the Corporation Counsel's office, we have Angie Toomey, and from the Codes office, we have Mark Domenico. Okay, we have a couple items on the agenda this evening. We're going to take them a little bit out of order. So we're going to start with item 23-020. Andy Fenton, owner of 8162 Turn Road, is seeking to construct a detached garage in the front yard of a flag lot. This requires an area variance because in an R1-8 zone, Rome Zoning Code Table 80-13 says that accessory structures and use, garage detached and IV detached garages are permitted only in the rear, interior, side, or corner side yards. Is there anybody here to represent this project? All right, Mr. Fenton, I assume. We're going to ask you some questions, or we're going to ask you to talk about your project. So if you would come forward, please, and test out either of the microphones and see which one works, or maybe whatever one you're more comfortable with. All right. Turn it on.
Take it right out of there.
Check.
Yeah, yeah. Take it right out of there. And then just please state your name, your address, and your relationship to the project, and then I'll swear you in.
Andrew Fenton, 8162 Turn Road, owner of the property.
Okay, great. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, Mr. Fenton?
I will do.
Okay, great. So you're looking for an area variance. When you filled out the application, you had to address certain standards that we take into consideration, right? So I'm going to read those into the record, and then you can give us a scoop on what your project's all about and try to address each one of those if you could. Okay. So the standards that we take into account are, one, whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties will be created by the granting of the area variance. Number two, whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some method feasible for the applicant to pursue other than an area variance. Number three, whether the requested area variance is substantial. Number four, whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district. And number five, whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, which consideration shall be relevant to the decision of the Board of Appeals, but shall not necessarily preclude the granting of the area variance. Again, you answered these questions already in the application, but just give us a sense of what you're, just kind of give us the overview of the project.
Absolutely. The property is very narrow and long. I don't know if you guys remember, I bought this several years ago when we subdivided five backyards off into the Glenmill Manor backyards. Mm-hmm. So I've got this acre and a half of land that I've been mowing for 15 years, and I've been trying to kind of consider what to do with it. So the intent was to, I got some visual aid pictures that might help guys maybe put a perspective on this. I don't know if you guys want this or not. Deeding off the existing house and garage on a separate parcel, which would get an education from the codes department, would turn into a flag lot. So the only access to the property would be into the left through the front yard between actually Marcel's or myself. So getting to the backyard. So the intent was to put the house in the back corner of the property. I've got a bunch of antique cars. So the idea is I would like an attached or detached garage to put them in. And the idea is to get a four stall, hence the variance, that would actually go behind the existing barn on the property. So you wouldn't even see it. If I pulled the house up in the front of the property based on the codes, I wouldn't be able to get around it being the narrowness of the property. So the idea is if I put a house in the garage on the left side, which is the exit point, and then on the parallel side, on the right side, the southern end of the property, I would put this four-stall garage to put the right, you wouldn't even see it. So that was the idea of the variance. I don't know if the pictures can show that.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Mr. Fenton. What we do now is we just have a public portion of the meeting, see if anybody wrote in to us or see if anybody wants to speak. So we're going to do that now. Anybody wishing to speak regarding this project? There being no one, we're going to close the public portion. Is there any letters from neighbors or anything?
No.
Okay, so we have something from the United County Department of Planning. So this is from the United County Department of Planning regarding applicant Andy Fenton, location 8162 Turn Road, subject action area variance to construct a detached garage in the front yard of a flag lot. The box is checked as no recommendation as to final action. That is dated 8/24/2023 by James J. Genovese, the second commissioner of planning. All right, so we don't have any other public comment for this. Any questions from the board?
It really doesn't apply to this, but is your garage have a back angle to it? Or am I just looking at this?
Well, Dan Bunel, who designed just the plot plan at this point, to comply with you guys that the garage can't have more square footage than the house and the attached house in the back. So we flapped that off to being compliant with the square footage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's at 100%.
Okay.
Right. That's what I asked.
For. Yeah.
So that's big.
It's like, why is it clipped?
Okay. So you have two garages on site.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's all I had.
Design's got just a 1,200 square foot house with a obviously attached mudroom, laundry room, etc., and then a 32x32 two stall regular two stall garage.
Okay, and this will be a house that you're going to be living. Do
right.
you live in the one in the front right,
right.
now?
I own the private. Yeah, okay. I was going to deed off that property.
Right.
Itself,
right.
Turn on a separate lot. If even consideration of the property lines I was going to consider are going to be even with the existing neighbor to conform with Turn Road.
Yep.
So give the current property a decent backyard, and then I was going to. Possibly, you know, like I said, put the carriage. I'm calling it a carriage house behind that. So
it's blocked from view.
Right.
From them. Okay. Any other questions from the board? All right. Ready to take a vote? All right. Regarding 23-020 Andy Fenton, owner of 8162 Turn Road, is seeking to construct a detached garage in the front yard of a flag lot. An area variance to allow this. we'll start with Lou DeMarco.
I'm going to vote yes. I approve.
Okay. Thanks. Raymond Tucker?
Approved.
Thanks, Raymond. Jim DeCastro?
In favor.
Thanks, Jim. And John Magelino?
Also in favor.
Thank you. And I'm in favor as well. So go for it. You got a 5-0 vote. Talk to Mr. Domenico as far as
we'll get to stages.
Codes. You know, and yeah, looking forward to the project. It's kind of my neighbor, you know, it's close to my home, so we'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
All right. Luck. Thank you. All right. Looks like we.
Yeah,
thanks. All right. Going back now, item 23-019, Sean and Stacy Bisgrove, owner of 900 North George Street, are seeking to construct a detached greenhouse 6x12 in the side yard. The wall of the greenhouse will be 2 feet off the northern side lot line. This requires an area variance because R18 zone historic district. Rome Zoning Code Table 80-13.1. There's a permitted encroachments into required setbacks greenhouses. That's a minimum of 5 feet from any lot line, and it's prohibited in front yards. Okay, is there anybody here representing this project? All right, I assume. All right, Mr. Bisgrove, can you just come forward, pick up a microphone, state your name and your address, and your relationship to the project, and I'll swear you in.
So, Mr. Grove, owner of property and instructor of the
state. All right, Mr. Bisgrove, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? All right, cool. You could take that out of there and talk into it. Just pick it out. There you go. All right, is that working? Try it again.
Maybe
up arrow?
Oh.
There we go. All right.
So let's do this again.
Ah, we're good. I think
okay.
We're good. Yeah. Okay. So what we do now is we will ask you to go over the project. And when you filled out your application, you had to address certain standards that we take a look at, and we read them into the record just to make sure you understand what the standards are.
Yep.
So I'll read them into the record. For area variance, we take into consideration, one, whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties will be created by the granting of the area variance. Number two, whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some method feasible for the applicant to pursue other than the area variance. Number three, whether the requested area variance is substantial. Number four, whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district. And five, whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, which consideration shall be relevant to the decision of the Board of Appeals, but shall not necessarily preclude the granting of the area variance. So taking those into account, just give us a scoop on what your project's all about, and then we might have some questions after.
Point of order, just real quick. I just want to disclose that I own property within 200 feet of this property. I don't feel it will, that my judgment is changed because of that. So I just want to disclose that for the record.
And let that be noted that Mr. Tucker has disclosed his close proximity to the property. Okay. All right, Mr. Bisgrove. Go ahead, give us.
So if you're familiar with 900 North George Street, it's a fairly large house with a detached garage. It is a double lot, corner lot. That being said, there's no real backyard where to place a structure like a greenhouse. My wife enjoys gardening, wants that greenhouse. So if you look at the lot, on the one side, it's, I think I drew it out and what the measurements are I'm not quite sure if you have a direct photocopy, but it's going to be 25 feet away from the main house, which still gives you a fairly good side yard. Broaden any further to meet the 5 foot requirement really puts it kind of like it's almost starting to center in the back, our backyard. So it basically makes it look very crammed, very kind of closed in. If you're also familiar, there's a fairly substantial parking lot, if you will, on the back of my property. Someday I hope to whittle that down a little bit, but it used to be back when McLaughlin zoned it, it used to be apartments. And then when I moved in, I rezoned it for a single family, double family. Having said that, we put the stakes out. We decided what would be the appropriate size for impact to neighbors. It's not going to rise much be above the level of the fence, the line that's already there. So it won't be very noticeable. Also, it is a shed roof that'll shed into my yard, so it won't be producing rain or undesirable snow buildup or accumulation on a neighbor's property or against the fence, right? So that's the other appropriate, you have to take into consideration the fact that as snow is coming off, you don't want it to be eating against that fence, given that it's only going to be 2 feet away. That fence is removable, and the fence is also on my yard. So I'm going to go ahead and be doing the maintenance by removing those two panels of the fence, putting the panels back as maintenance requires.
We might have a couple questions, so we'll move on to the next step, and then hopefully be able to get everything out in the open. Right now we have a public portion. I'm going to ask if anybody's wishing to speak on this project publicly. Doesn't look like anybody's here. We'll close the public portion. We do have a feedback from the United County Department of Planning. applicant Sean and Stacy Bisgrove, location 900 North George Street, subject action area variance for detached greenhouse and side yard. The box is checked for no recommendation as to final action. This is dated 8/24/2023 by James J. Genovese, signed by James J. Genovese, the second commissioner of planning. Okay, any questions from the board? Mr. Domenico.
I have a couple questions. Mr. Domenico, has there been any communication with the neighbor on the northern side of his house regarding the proposal?
No.
There's no communication or anything in that respect.
No.
The second question I have, Mr. Bisgrove,
do you mean the neighbor directly on
yes.
my northern side? So she actually messaged my wife and said, congratulations, you're getting a greenhouse. And I said, whoa, not yet. So in terms of that, she unfortunately is the daughter of the homeowner, so she is not the exact homeowner. But they do both receive the message, or they both did receive the message in the mail.
The other question I wanted to ask you, Mr. Bisgrove, I took a walk by your house today,
yep.
and I note on the northern end there's some shrubbery
yes.
on the frontage of George, and it looked like you had some lumber stored, maybe some logs or firewood or whatever.
Yes. Yep.
Now, is your proposal to leave that there, or do you want to clean that up so that you could see the greenhouse from George Street, or... What is your plan, do you think?
So the greenhouse is actually going to where those two trees, they were Norwegian maples. They were growing together, and one of them was nearly dead. I had this taken down, and as my frugal self said, if you're going to take my trees down, give me the a la carte. And he basically priced me in, you know, shrub removal, all this stuff, but he left the lumber, which I summarily split up and have stacked. We have... you know, a round pit, and during the summer, you know, obviously outdoor activities. At the end of the day, that is going to be there for at least a couple of years.
One question, do you believe there'll be any impact from the street once you put the building up that you want to put up? Do you think there'll be any impact from George Street?
No, so it'll be fairly much in the back. So if you were to stand on the street and you were to look at the property, on the left-hand side, you'll notice there's the shrubs, there's the logs, and then, you know, there's a grapevine that's growing along the fence. You really have to go back quite a distance. So if you couldn't tell me the color of the door on the apartment, you probably will not be able to see the greenhouse.
I'm fine.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
We don't have a sketch. I don't have a sketch of this.
Okay. I can take you through the sketch real fast.
Can I just, I just have to look at it real quick. I think we're good. I'm not going to say
that. Yeah, I'll put the mic down real
fast. Cause I don't know where it's going to be situated on the property.
So it was kind of hard for me to kind of get the whole property in this. What I was going to do.
That's fine. Just show me where the back of the house is and where the back alley is and everything. Yeah.
The carriage house and right here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then it's 30 feet to the forward of that. And it's 25 feet from the side of this, but it's a good distance to the front.
So it'll be parallel to the back of your house there?
It'll be parallel to the...
Or that front... What I'm saying is... What I mean by is the front of the greenhouse will be flush with the back of your home. Like, yeah, it is. Yeah. Can I point to it? Yeah. Okay.
So this will be what's against. This will be the fence here. This will be the greenhouse. It'll be a polycarbonate roof.
Hey, that's actually now. Yeah, that's what I'm not what I'm asking, but like that. But it's in your backyard. It's basically in your backyard. It's not going to be in any part of your side yard at all. Okay. And there are shrubs in front of it. I'm trying to picture it like now. Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. So. I know it's in the historic district, so we kind of talked about this. We're going to recommend you actually have a conversation with the planning department as well, because that's something that needs to probably at least go through them to at least take a look at to see if, you know, anything gets constructed in a historic district. Obviously, you know, you've been doing stuff on that property for a long time. So that's going to be one of the recommendations that we come out of this, I assume, when we take a vote on this. Okay.
If you notice my work from prior, the wrapped porch in the front was you know, something that I built when I was in the historic district with,
mm-hmm.
and got that all approved, and as you see how it turned out, it's still in progress. I still have all the treatments to do on it, but obviously work of life getting away. But it is one where I'm keeping the historic nature of the property. Obviously, a greenhouse, this isn't going to be just running down to Home Depot and buying something. It's actually something that should, when it's spatted properly and everything else, will match the outposts of the main house. So,
beautiful.
All right.
Well, good. All right. So, we all ready? Okay. Is my comment enough? I mean, like, you know that you need to go to the planning board or planning department for this.
We'll require that. prior to issuing a permit for it.
So, okay.
Yeah, we'll discuss. So, we'll be in contact with the appropriate people in the planning department. You should take a look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Ready for the vote? Here we go. On 23-019, Sean and Stacy Bisgrove, 900 North George Street, seeking to construct a detached greenhouse in the side yard. The wall of the greenhouse will be 2 feet off the northern side lot line. The area variance to reduce that, on the area variance to reduce that to 2 feet from minimum of 5 feet. Start with Raymond Tucker.
Because of that strain, because of that lot being a corner lot with an alleyway running behind it, maximizing the backyard, which is really the side yard for most of us, makes a lot of sense. So encroaching on the fence line by 3 feet, I think, is reasonable in this situation. So I approve.
Thanks, Raymond. Jim DeCastro. Thank you. John Megelino.
I'm in favor.
Thank you. Lou DeMarco.
I approve.
Thanks, Lou. And I approve as well. 5-0, make sure you talk to Mr. Domenico, and he'll point you in the correct direction to get started. Congratulations. Now your neighbor is correct. Congratulations, you're getting a greenhouse. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Raymond?
Second.
John? All in favor say aye. Opposed say no.